إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, let me put before you a scenario. Supposing you were given $1,000,000. This $1,000,000 comes into your bank, and the bank advises you that you have now $1,000,000. But along with $1,000,000 comes an instruction sheet. And this instruction sheet has instructions on it about what you are supposed to do with $1,000,000. And there's a whole long list of people to whom you are supposed to give this $1,000,000. So there is the grocery store, there is your medical bill, there is your commuting bill, there is the aeroplane ticket, there is the cost of books, there is this and there is that and there is that, and there is a whole long list of people to whom this $1,000,000 must be given. And at the end of all of that, you are going to be left with, say, $1,000 or maybe less. But in the process, you have to work and you have to travel and you have to go here and you have to go there, and you have to ensure that this $1,000,000 is given and disbursed according to the instructions of the person who sent it to you. And if you don't do that, you will be held accountable and punished. Now, what would you say to that kind of an arrangement? You know, I would say, thank you very much. I am not interested in this. If you want to give me $1,000, give me $1,000. No strings attached. Here is $1,000. It's yours, gift for you. Do whatever you want with it. And thank you very much. And if you can't do that, then I'm sorry. I don't want the $1,000 also. I'm quite happy without it. And this $1,000,000, you know, you please find somebody else to do all this disbursement, because this is a unnecessary responsibility. It's a big pain, because if I break, you know, if I do something wrong, if I miss it or something, then there is a I will have to pay the price, and I'm not interested in that. Now, that's exactly what you would say. Now, I want you to think about what our lives are. Effectively, this is what our lives are. Our lives are where we are living under an illusion that we actually own what we think we own. We are living under an illusion that we actually own our homes, we own our bank balances, we own our material assets. But if you look at it, we don't own them at all. These have been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with each of them comes an instruction list. Here is a child, and here is an instruction list of what you must do with this child. Give the child a good name, bring up the child properly, introduce the child to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the child's tarbiyah, this and this and this and this and this. So it's a long list of what you must do with the child. We're given money. And then there is a long instruction list of what we must do with the money. And so on and so on. We are given knowledge. We are given the ilm of Islam. We are given the ilm of other things. And there is a long list of what we must do with that. Now, obviously, the answer is, I mean, any analogy can be stretched to a point where it doesn't make sense. And I don't want you to do that with this analogy. So therefore, we don't say to Allah, I don't want children, I don't want money, I don't want knowledge. No. But what we must understand is that this material world and all that we have in this material world, which comes under the broad title of risk, all of this is a test. All of this comes with a list of instructions of what we are supposed to do with it. And if we don't follow that list, and if we go off on a tangent, and if we do whatever we like to do with it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, then we are in trouble. So even though we don't say we don't want it, because in any case it's not that is not in our control. Allah gives whatever He wishes. But then we follow that list of instructions. We follow that instruction list to the T, and we make sure that to the best of our ability that we fulfill that whole instruction list, that we carry out all the instructions as per the wishes of the one who gave us that thing. And that is very, very important, because on the Day of Judgment, this is what we will be asked and we will be questioned about. We will not be questioned about, just like in the $1 million case, if we got $1 million and we got the list of instructions, we have to follow that with respect to $1 million. The person who sent us $1 million will not ask you about $2 million. He will ask you about the same, about the million that he sent you. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask you how many children did you have, why didn't you have more children or less children, or fewer children. Allah will not ask you, you know, how much money you had, why didn't you earn more, why didn't you earn less. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, this is the money I gave you, what did you do with it? This is the time I gave you, what did you do with it? This is the knowledge I gave you, what did you do with it? These are the children I gave you, what did you do with them? This is the power and authority I gave you and the influence I gave you, what did you do with that? How did you use it? Now that is the whole issue with regard to our lives. List of instructions which we need to follow. And alhamdulillah, if we follow the list of instructions, two things to remember. One is, in that $1 million is our $1,000 also. So alhamdulillah, if we follow that whole list, then that $1,000, inshallah, we will not be questioned about. So alhamdulillah, that's good. Secondly, unlike in the case of the $1 million person who gives us $1 million, in this particular case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually reward us for carrying out those instructions. So it's not just the, here is the responsibility, do it, and nothing else to show for it. No, here's the responsibility, do it, and you will be rewarded. And if you don't do it, obviously, if you don't treat that responsibility with integrity, if you don't treat that responsibility with the care and concern that it deserves, then there is trouble. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand our responsibility and to live that life fully according to the responsibility. You know, the other day, a friend of mine sent me this this email which had pictures of car parks, new cars parked in the manufacturing facilities of different car manufacturers in the US and the UK, literally thousands of new cars just parked there and rotting, literally, for want of a better word, just deteriorating, because people are not buying new cars. More and more people are buying used cars. So therefore, there's a drop in sale, according to this email, of new cars. And this person said, what is the world coming to? So I said to him, this is the reward of capitalism. And I said that communism or socialism is not the solution to this either, as we have seen in the case of Russia and so on. So, or even including China, for example. China has now become hugely capitalistic, and it thinks that's the solution to the problem of communism. So I said, this is capitalism, we don't have a solution in communism. So he said, then what must we have? I said, we must have responsibilism. I think we need to coin a new word, responsibilism. And what is responsibilism? Is to live responsibly, is to understand that we don't live alone, is to understand that we are part of an entire system, a system that is both visible as well as invisible in terms of feelings and in terms of emotions and so on. So what we do, whether we like it or not, whether we intend it to be that way or not, affects other people. And what affects other people in turn comes around and affects us. So we have to understand this very clearly and make sure that we live lives, that we live our life responsibly. And that's exactly what Islam is. Islam teaches us to live our life responsibly, recognizing that we are part of an entire system, that we are not alone in this world, and that what we do affects others, and therefore we need to be concerned about those other people. I think that is the whole issue of what I like to call responsibilism. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives responsibly, to live our lives responsibly, and to leave this world in a state which was better than the state we found it in. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this possible for us and easy for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.